I want you to just begin by breathing for me. Just breathe. Nice, long, deep breaths in. And out. In. And out. Now as you breathe, as you breathe in and out, slowly, steadily, so very deliciously, I want you to imagine that there's a clock, an old school clock, in your head, on the inside of your forehead, and if you roll your eyes up, inside of your head. Stare up. Imagine that clock right there on the inside of your forehead. I want you to watch it begin to spin backwards. Faster and faster and faster. And the faster it spins backwards, the more you're going to feel the relaxation begin to take over your body from your feet up. Beginning at your toes. Every time that second hand goes all the way around the clock, faster and faster, it just spreads deeper down, all the way down into your feet. You feel them becoming so very limp, loose, and relaxed. And as you watch it go, spinning and spinning and spinning and spinning, round and round and round and round, you can't help but feel your legs become more and more and more relaxed. Feel all the muscles inside of them simply give in, one after another, after another. Can't help yourself. Just feels so good. And as the clock spins round and round, still totally backwards, it's not the way it's supposed to spin. As your legs become so very numb, so very relaxed, so very heavy and warm, you find yourself becoming younger and younger as the clock spins backwards faster and faster and faster. You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself now. You find yourself, now that the clock has spun backwards fast enough, all the way fast enough, all the way backwards, all the way back, to 9 years old. And you can imagine yourself at 9 years old sitting inside your school desk, sitting there so very astutely, trying so hard to focus and pay attention, trying so hard to stay awake in the heat. So warm, so warm. So warm. So warm in August, in the heat, in the class. The frail little teacher that you see before your eyes is always cold. It's always warm in here. It's always warm. And as you stare up there, you see her lips moving. You see them moving, you know she's talking, but you don't hear her. Her words flow by you. They simply do not enter your mind. You don't compute them. You're too relaxed. They flow by you, unnoticed, unwanted, unneeded. And as you stare up there in the heat, your legs so very numb, the clock continuing to push that heavy feeling up into your body, up into your hips, up into your stomach and lower back, all the muscles just giving in under my pleasure, under my pleasurable voice. You feel yourself becoming almost numb now. You sit there with your mouth open. You simply find yourself dumbfounded. So very relaxed from the heat in my voice. silver relaxed from the clock. You find yourself staring at the chalkboard, and all the words begin to blur. They begin to fold into each other. They just begin to blur. You find you can't focus on anything but my voice. You find yourself so very relaxed, don't you? Yes. And as you stare forward, so very, very numb, so relaxed, to have you feeling flowing up into your chest and upper back and shoulders, dripping down your arms into your hands, filling you in. You put your elbow up on the desk. You slide your chin into your palm. You hold it there. Try and keep yourself sitting upright. You can't quite do it. You find yourself beginning to nod off. Your eyes rolling up inside of your head. You simply can't fight the sleep anymore. It begins to take you. Your mind begins to wander. You don't even hear the teacher's voice anymore. The words don't even penetrate you from feet and feet around you. They simply bounce off. They go someplace else. Unwanted, unneeded, unheard. You only hear me now. 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 You only want to hear me now. Only my voice is able to penetrate the field I've pulled around you with a relaxation. The relaxation field all around you just makes everything bounce off, but somehow my voice cuts through it. My voice incorporates into it. My voice strengthens it because my voice created it. Encapsulated, bubbled inside of it. Yet another cell. Yet another cell. Yet another cell. And as you sit there, struggling to stay awake for some reason, you're not really sure why. You think it's what you're supposed to do, but you're really not sure why, are you? You find yourself becoming so much heavier. Unable to keep your head up anymore, you find your arms crossing on the desk and your head gently laying down on your arms and your eyes simply clamping shut, and you begin to softly, softly snore, breathing in long, jagged bursts of air. You find yourself asleep. You find yourself asleep, don't you? Totally asleep. And as you begin to dream, you find yourself suddenly transported into a movie seat. That's right, a little chair. Rows and rows and rows and rows of them in the movie theater. A big amphitheater, movie theater, where the further back you go, the higher you get into the movie. You find yourself going further and further back. You find yourself sitting right there, in the very, very end of a row, right by the center aisle. And as you stare forward, the lights begin to go dim. They go dark. You look around yourself. You see all the people around you, giggling, snickering, talking, chewing on popcorn, sucking on drinks, gnashing coffee candy with their teeth. And you stare forward and you watch the previews begin. They tell you, please do not litter. Please do not litter. Throw your containers away. Already you're being programmed, aren't you? Being told the rules given the boundaries that you need to have. You will not leave your garbage there. You'll throw it away when you're done, won't you? And as you watch it, as you watch the previews to the movies begin, suddenly you realize everything's being spoken in a different language. You don't understand it at all. You simply can't understand the language that they're talking. You see the pictures. You comprehend them. You see them. You enjoy them. You see the people's mouths moving, but they don't make sense to you. And as one preview goes by, and then another, all in that same gibbered language, you believe that you might want to leave the theater because you don't think you're going to be able to understand the movie until suddenly you realize there's no movie at all. The curtain pulls up. The movie theater is pulled back, and suddenly there's a stage before you lit. A very high back chair sat in the very center of the stage. And I'm sitting in that chair with my legs crossed, my hands neatly, squarely folded in my lap, looking ever so regal. My glossy lips shine back at you, don't they? You notice something. At my feet. You notice something moving below my feet on the floor of the stage. And you watch me reach next to my chair, and pick up a small jar, medium-sized jar. It fills my hand quite nicely. It's glass, shiny. And as I remove the cap, extend my arm and tip it, the warm, thick, heavy honey begins to pour from the body. It pours from the bottle on to her body. She's writhing. She's touching herself. She is obedient. She obeys. And she sits at my feet, touching herself, masturbating herself. You can see the pleasure in her face. Even though her eyes are only whites, her eyes are rolled back in her head, yet her eyelids stay open. She touches herself like a puppet. She touches herself so very, very sensually. She writhes on the floor at my feet as I pour the laced honey on her body, laced with aphrodisiacs. They do affect her. You see her pleasure intensify, don't you? I stare up at you, and you become self-conscious. You begin to stare around you, you begin to look around you, you begin to look around you at the people around you, and you realize all of them are staring there. All of them are staring at me wide-eyed. Their mouths are wide open. Drool is hanging from most of their lips down to their chin. They're all completely mesmerized, aren't they? And as you turn around and stare back at me, and I change my legs, I slide one back down, and I slide the other over. I continually change my legs around, crossing them over and over again from one to the other, to the other, to the other. It just makes your cock harder, doesn't it? You find yourself standing. I haven't even said a word. I don't have to. You know you must come forward. You're the only one awake. And you stand from your seat, and you begin to feel your way down the stairs, for your eyes are unable to rip themselves from mine, are they? And you walk closer and closer to me. You walk closer to me. You walk closer to the stage. You begin to walk the stairs up to the stage, all the way to the last one before the top, and you stand there before me. And I tell you very clearly, turn around and look at them. And you turn around from your vantage point, and you stare into the crowd. Every single face is blank. They simply stare at you completely blank. Your cock hardens. You can't help but be completely and totally overwhelmed by the power that I have over them all. Yet you find yourself only half asleep. You find yourself able to walk. You find yourself able to come closer and closer. You find yourself kneeling onto the top of the stage. You find yourself getting on your hands and knees. You find yourself completely naked when you look down. You don't understand what happened. You don't know what happened. All you know is that you've slid on top of the naked girl at my feet. All you know is that you need that honey on you, don't you? And you feel it dripping down onto your body. You feel your tongue penetrating her. Penetrating her. Penetrating first one hole, and then another, and then another. It's as if it's just a blank orgy of tonguing and feeling and touching. You can't help but feel all of the sensations so very strongly. You like it, don't you? You feel the honey dripping down onto your body, and you can't help but just want to come. You can't help it. You can't help it. But you don't. You're not allowed. You're only allowed to lick. You're only allowed to suck. You're only allowed to pleasure. Pleasure her. Get inside the honey. Lose yourself inside the honey like she did. Lose yourself inside me. You see my foot right next to your face. You see it sitting there so very dainty. My toes pointed inside my shoes. Only my shoes are clear. You can see my feet. You've seen my feet before. You got the foot fetish video. You've seen my feet. You know that my feet are so very beautiful. They're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. They're so beautiful. You want to see those clear shoes, don't you? You want to see my feet right next to your cheek in those clear shoes. You want to see my tiny toes curled over, perfectly painted. You can smell the perfume on my ankle, can't you? Ah, as you rub your hard body on her. As you rub your hardness into her leg, between her legs, between her lips. As you rub yourself into her wetness, knowing you're not allowed to penetrate, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to penetrate, you're not allowed. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. You're not allowed. Are you? Ah, you're just teased again and again and again. Teased inside my honey. Teased inside my gaze. Teased under my control. You find yourself becoming harder and harder. You can't believe that you're being watched by me, made to perform for my pleasure. You feel yourself. You suddenly feel the strings coming out of your body, shooting out of your hand up into the air. They don't hurt. It feels good as they unravel inside of you, shooting higher and higher and higher into the air until they are ensnared. All the way out of the tops of your feet, shooting higher and higher into the air, unraveled little by little by little by little, all the way up into the air. And you just continue to do what you're doing. There's absolutely no tension on them, but I'm grabbing the strings. I'm grabbing the strings attached to your cock. I'm grabbing the strings attached to your balls. I'm grabbing the strings attached to your nipples and your mouth. I'm grabbing all the strings attached to your body that make you move. The ones attached to your knees. The ones attached to your elbows. The ones attached to your torso. The ones attached to your head. The ones attached to your eyelids. And I begin to pull you up, stand you up. You find yourself blank. You find yourself simply limp. You don't have to move. You don't have to move a muscle. I do all of the movement. All you do is relax, isn't that right? You feel yourself pulled up, and then you feel your knees collapse, and you simply fall down to them. You see the girl strings pulled. You see me rise her up in the air. That's right, my power. And you feel her pussy pushed into your mouth suck. suck. Suck, and you feel me sitting right there in front of you. Made to perform in front of me and please me. You taste her sweet pussy in your mouth. You taste the hominy all in her pussy, don't you? I know it's there, my own fingers slid it into her. And you watch me lick my fingers. And you suck more. You watch me watch you. You watch me watch you perform. You watch me watch you be controlled. You feel yourself slid up, 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 up into the air. Flying suddenly, pulled around and around. It's like you're on a big, big swing, but all the strings are attached to you, not a little seat. And you find yourself swinging over the crowd. You find yourself swinging, flying all through the air. You feel so free. You feel flower petals falling from the roof of the stadium. You feel them falling and sticking onto your sticky body. You feel them falling as you fly higher and higher. Higher, higher. Suddenly you feel the girl right next to you. Suddenly you feel her legs wrap around you as you fly. Suddenly you realize that you're fucking her in midair. You realize that you two are maybe totally and completely coupled over all of these people's heads, that your sex juice drips down on them. You are free. You are flying. You are owned. You are mine. Who do you belong to? Ah, it feels good, doesn't it? Feels good to fly in the air over their heads. It feels good to be controlled and free all in the same moment, doesn't it? Ah, you want to come inside her, don't you? Feel her legs wrapped around you, latched, her ankles latched together. You feel her pussy sucking at your cock. You feel her pussy sucking at your cock. You feel her tongue penetrating your mouth. You feel her nails raking down your back. You feel her so passionately fucking you. And you know that you're not allowed to come. You know that you can't unless I say the word come. You can feel it. You can feel yourself stroke. Go ahead, stroke. Fight me. You can stroke and stroke and stroke and stroke. No matter how hard you try. No matter how hard you psych yourself up. No matter how close you come. You lose it every time. Who owns you? That's right. I do. I do. I do. I do. And it just slid back down on the floor. Into a small pile, just a heap. Absolutely no tension on the strings. You can't move, can you? Your body's completely limp. You simply don't move. You can't. You have no muscles. You have no muscles. You simply can't. You need to obey, don't you? You crave to obey, don't you? And you see me grab 8 tiny strings on the right-hand side of my hand. Nice slide, the little loops, right into my fingers. And I begin to move my fingers and you stand up. You follow behind me. It's amazing how those strings follow us everywhere. You follow behind me. Follow behind me on your knees. You follow behind me crawling. You follow my ass staring at it behind the curtains. You follow my ass into the back with all the equipment. You see them, people running around and moving. Men walking around with clipboards, and you find yourself simply crawling behind me naked. It's simply an everyday fact. And as I walk into my room, walk into my dressing room, you find yourself following me, turning around and closing the door. You find yourself sitting at my feet next to my dresser, on your knees, with your feet tucked under your ass, your hands on your knees, face up, showing total submission, nothing hidden from me. Your chin's up. Your eyes bore straight into my face. And you watch me. You watch me pull off the wig and throw it over the mannequin's head. You watch me take a napkin and wipe off the color of lipstick I had on. You watch me take a shiny bullet of a lipstick. Slowly pull the top off. slide my tiny fingers around the top of it. Twist the bottom. You watch the color begin to simply slide up. And you watch me apply it to my lips. You watch me slide it from side to side, slowly coating my lips, pushing the bulk of my lips from the side to side. You watch them begin to shine. Over and over again, I slide them back and forth on my bottom lip, and then all over my upper lip, all over it. I can see my tongue reaching out and tasting it. It's flavored. It tastes like coffee. It's flavored. It tastes so good. And as I turn and stare at you, you realize you're totally intrigued. You're so focused on me, nothing else exists, does it? Only I exist. And as I pull my hair out of the bun, and it slides over my shoulders, and I stand up and begin to walk over, slowly unbuttoning my top, pulling it off, slowly unbuttoning the skirt, pulling it off. I stand there, almost completely naked. Only a pair of thigh highs on my body for cover. Sliding the tight white shirt over my torso. The black tuxedo pants over my legs. So tight on me. Drawing the long tailed tuxedo jacket over my body. I stare down at you as I reach over and pick up my pocket watch, so shiny and dangling, slide it into my tuxedo pocket, letting the long chain hang in an arc as I attach it around the button, then begin to click my heels out of that room. You find yourself simply following, simply crawling. You have no choice. You don't have any control over it. You find yourself crawling behind me. You find yourself hollowing, following, follower, follower. You follow, you follower. You follow, you follower. You follow, don't you follow? We walk around backstage for a moment, and suddenly you realize there's a very bright light on you. Suddenly you realize the curtain has raised. Suddenly you realize you're in the center of the stage again. And suddenly you realize all eyes are on you. You're no longer hypnotized. You look at the first row and you realize it's everybody you know. Your mother, your father, your friends, your co-workers, everybody you know is sitting in the theater staring. You're on your hands and knees naked. I pull out my pocket watch, and I begin to rock it back and forth, and back and forth, and back and forth. And as you stare at them one by one, become hypnotized, totally taken. You watch their mouths begin to hang open as I begin to talk. You watch them become so very relaxed. You watch them fall under my spell, don't you? And it becomes so sexy to you. You can't believe I've gotten all of them. They simply sit there starry-eyed. They simply sit there completely and totally dazed. And you love it. You stare up and you stare at the watch. And you watch it rock back and forth, and you realize suddenly that you've become completely hypnotized with them. They are no different than you. You are no different than them. All of you are blank. Completely blank. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Completely blank. Completely and totally taken. Again and again and again I take you. You find as you watch the watch swing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You don't hear it. You don't really hear my words. They soak into your mind, but you don't hear them. They don't mean anything to your conscious mind. Only your subconscious mind soaks in my words. You crave to please me. Day and night, your mind constantly pushes you to please me in one way, shape, form, or another. You crave me incessantly. Even my voice. You don't want my voice to stop. It drives you crazy when you can't hear it. You no longer feel balanced, do you? Things aren't right when you can't hear me. And things certainly aren't right when I'm not happy. When I'm not pleased. When I'm not fed. Are they? You feel the need to keep me happy. You feel the need to make me happy. You feel the need for me to be happy. Because when I'm not happy, I don't want you. When I'm not happy, I push you away, don't I? You please me to be in my presence. Or you don't get to be in my presence, do you? It's a privilege to be in my presence, and I don't grant it to everybody. And so as you sit on your knees, with your feet tucked under your ass, with your palms face up, laying on your knees, in total and complete submission to me, you feel me. You feel me look over at you. And you watch it. You watch it as it happens. You feel my shoe bore into your chest. You feel me push you back. You feel yourself laying on the floor. You feel my feet. You feel my shoe bore into your chest. The tiny, tiny heel pushing. As I stand over you, as I stare down over you, as a long, long strand of spit slides down from between my lips, and I aim it right into your mouth. Who owns you? Drink me in. Taste me. Taste what owns you. I own you. I own you. It tastes good to be owned by me, doesn't it? Yes. And you feel me stand up on top of you, both my feet pressing into your stomach. Only it's not my feet, it's my shoes. It's those hard heels, those tiny heels. But I stand there and I stare at you and you don't move. As much as it hurts, you don't move. You sit there, trying so hard to keep your cool, to keep your calm. You sit there staring up at me, standing on you. You just want to please me, don't you? You wouldn't dare make a sound. You wouldn't dare cry out. You bite your tongue. You bite your tongue as you feel one of my feet reach down. Slide down by your cock. As you feel the soft leather pushed into your cock. Pushing your cock around from side to side. And even down. The whole bottom of the top of my shoe. Pushing you straight down, your cock straight down, pointing at your feet. Tell me again who owns you. That's right. I own you. You don't come without permission. And in order to get permission, you have to make me happy. You stroke, and you stroke, and you stroke, and you feel me push your cock down further. But you don't come, do you? No, you don't come. You obey. You obey. You obey. You obey. You don't even try to come. In fact, you find it very, very painful to even touch yourself. To even touch yourself. But you do. You touch it. You can't help it. You want to come so hard. God, you want to come so hard. God, you want to just go on and come so hard. But you're going to find that you're unable to. Unless you sent me some type of a present. Then some kind of a service for me. Unless you've done something to make me happy. Isn't that right? Yes, that's right. That's right. Did you feel me step off of you? Only to grab those strings again. Pull you back up on your knees. You see a mindless, devoted follower walking onto the stage, replacing the chair that was once there, the long, high-back chair. Suddenly it's some type of a stool. You don't understand. It doesn't look normal. And I place you under the stool. I cock your head back, the little neck hole. And I push the other end of the neck hole in so that your neck is completely trapped in there. You can't get out. Your face up underneath the seat. Only the seat doesn't really have a full seat, does it? and I slide my beautiful body straight up on there, pants and all, and I sit myself right on your face. You're going to get used to my weight. This is your job. You feel yourself under there. You feel yourself, and you can smell me, can't you? Ah, you can smell me sitting there. And you can feel the pressure when I change my legs over, when I cross them from side to side, when I go from left to right, can't you? You're learning to hold my weight in your mouth. You're learning to hold my body by my pussy. You're learning to please me. And you find you're unable to come unless you're in this contraption inside of your mind. You find that nothing gets you to that point anymore. You must be under this chair. I must be on your face, or you're unable to come. You lose it every time, don't you? You can't come unless you're coming, pleasing me, can you? No. 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 And if you did, desire to come was so strong and so hard that you disobeyed, that your subconscious mind disobeyed in some way, you're going to find yourself guilt-racked. You'll tell on yourself. You're going to have to write me an email and tell me. You're going to have to send a present that you should have sent in the first place. You will have to somehow try and make it right, because you're going to know that you're in very, very, very big trouble, aren't you? You must obey. You must obey. You must obey deeper and deeper down. You hear me hypnotizing you as you hold my body on your mouth. You hear me hypnotizing you as you're tied down underneath that chair. You can't move underneath it. You find that there's even chocks put around your ankles on the outside of the front of the stool. You are simply trapped. Simply trapped. It feels good, doesn't it? You're going to find yourself craving to come back here. Especially when you want to come, you're going to want to come back here. You don't have a choice. You need it. You crave it. You crave me. You crave me. Crave, Dominica. Crave, Dominica. Crave is a strong word. Crave slides through your body. You find yourself craving to be down for me again. You want me to hypnotize you and pull your strings. You need me to control you. And you feel it physically inside of your body, how much you need it. Your body is pulled and drawn to me constantly, isn't it? Yes. Like it that I've taken you again and again and again. You need to make me happy, don't you? Yes. And because you need to make me happy, because that is your job now, to make me happy, I'm not going to let you come. You don't get to come tonight. You don't get to come until you've found a way to make me happy. Do you? And it's going to. It's going to be there. All night it's going to be there. You just can't. You just can't. Until you make me happy. Just can't. You just can't. You just can't. You just can't. Wide awake.